When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Happy Hours, the exclusive HR podcast by NHRDN in partnership with Timber Media. Podcaster for India Inc. is sponsored by Adrenaline eSystems Limited.
Hello everyone, a very warm welcome to yet another episode of Happy Hours. I'm Lionel Paul David, Vice President of NHRDN Chennai Chapter, and I'm your host for today. This episode of Happy Hours podcast is part of our Becoming a Strategic Positioner micro-series, where we chat with business leaders on contemporary trends around work and workplace with a focus on improving the business orientation of HR professionals at large. We have a very special guest today in our show, a highly respected business leader, Hemant Sachdev. Hemant currently wears multiple hats as investor, coach, mentor, and strategist, being deeply involved with startups in the tech and consumer space. Prior to this, he was the joint managing director of Microsoft India, before which he held a variety of leadership positions with Airtel, where he spent about 13 years of his career. Hemant has been a globally recognized and an award-winning marketeer. He's also been a keynote speaker at several national and international forums of repute. Hello, Hemant. Thank you for taking time to join us today. Welcome to Happy Hours. How are you?
Hi, Paul. Thanks for the introduction. Always lovely to be part of this entire journey that you guys do at NHRD. All well, just a little bored without the travel during this time, but otherwise all good.
So I think you'll have a nice time recording this podcast and that'll spice things up for you at the start of the year. So in our first segment, Bottoms Up, we look to build the business orientation among the HR professionals through your experiences and perspectives. So can we get started?
Super. Let's go.
Okay.
Bottoms Up.
So my first question to you would be, since priority shapes one's choices and choices one's actions, it would be interesting to understand what would be your key priorities for 2021, given that we are on the cusp of a new decade.
Yeah, it's crazy how the last decade has just kind of gone, and this COVID has led to this new kaleidoscope. I mean, it's these new colors, these new movements creates an amazing pattern. And this kaleidoscope actually is not just exciting, but can be a bit challenging as well. So for me, the biggest priority for 2021 would be to kind of create and be part of a new platform that will energize, fuel positivity, and sort of calm the world. You know, so that this new kaleidoscopic scenario that has emerged post-COVID makes a meaningful impact in this world. And this COVID kind of situation, which was not very positive for many people, becomes a trampoline for something special. There are still anxieties about business health, about the economy, about relationships, about conflict. Some of us are open and positive. Others are still perhaps in denial. So my priority would be to be that platform, singularly or in it, you know, kind of in partnership with certain companies and people and teams, both socially and professionally, to be that listening ear, that voice, to simplify and in a small but meaningful way, make some lasting impact for this new decade.
Okay, so making a meaningful and positive impact in an anxious world, that's a very purposeful priority to have, and it's also very inspiring to hear that from you. My next question to you would be, you have a rich and extensive experience in the consumer and tech space. So based on your experience, especially with all the changes and disruptions that you spoke about, what would you pick as the top three trends that shape the future of work?
I'm glad you're picking up three and not five or 10, because I think focus is key more than ever.
right?
Number one, see, you had work environments where you had a lot of packaging. Now, some of it was conscious, some of it was kind of part of the fabric of an organization. The clothes we wore, the watches we carried, the phones we carried, the way we presented ourselves in meetings, the style of presentation, our speech, etc. A lot of that packaging is going to kind of move to the back. It's going to be more performance-led. Not to say the last decade wasn't, but there was a lot of packaging. So now people have moved away or will move away more and more from projection and packaging, which was really a part of the whole leadership growth cycle. It wasn't that it wasn't a part of it, but that will become secondary much more towards the back, towards the rear. And performance, you know, it doesn't matter what you wear, what you're looking like, et cetera, et cetera. More and more, especially in countries like India, you will see that taking a far greater shape. It's not who you are, what you look like, but what you finally do. Two, very clearly, this scenario has made everyone, forced everyone to look at cost structures, the essential, the need versus the want, both in terms of, you know, the office environment as well as from the consumer and the market point of view. So this whole thing of fixed and floating, you see a lot smaller fixed, whether it's expenses or whether it's talent or whether it's, you know, any kind of a scenario, versus the floating part, which is, you know, can we do without this or do we need to have them on our roles? So this whole floating population will keep growing and the fixed portion will become much like, you know, the founders of a company or the real builders of companies, etc. Those will be of fixed assets in many ways, and the floating population will keep running. And that's the exciting part that will lead to is often you're not sure who you're going to promote, who's going to be the next leader, the next CEO, etc. And you kind of always looked at who's on brand, who in the company will be the potential leader, because he or she most often reflect what the brand or the company or the values of the company are. In addition to being on brand, this fixed 20% or 30% of the company is going to be also on adaptability. It's not only on brand, but who can adapt best to changing scenarios. Because the first few years of this decade will still have the pattern of the kaleidoscope I mentioned, the uncertainty, you know, the kind of experimentation, you know, the creation of tech. Tech will keep kind of evolving as well. So that's the second big trend I see, fixed versus floating. And the third is balance of life. You know, and I must take you back to an incredible, I was very lucky to be part of this course in Center for Creative Leadership in Colorado Springs in the U.S., where you're just 14, you know, people who are chosen from all over the world, and I kind of analyzed and taught by about 8 or 9 psychologists. And the one net of it that comes through in that program is that if you really want to live your life 360 and really achieve success, you have to have balance of life. And, you know, some of us who were lucky enough to go there early in our careers learned this early, but a lot of leaders don't do that, okay? You know, you keep running around and you want to keep going to the next car, the next big house, the next holiday home, the next big holiday, all that kind of stuff. And balance of life kind of takes a back seat. The third trend I'm seeing now is balance of life will come back. You know, in a sense, COVID has made that happen as well. But yes, people are realizing that they can be productive, ambitious, and have a balance of life. So net, three things: performance, not packaging, fixed versus floating, where floating becomes bigger, and balance of life comes into play.
Thank you. That's very profound and insightful, especially the balance of life piece, given that today even organizations are very consciously investing on workplace wellness and all of those things. I think it takes not only the front seat, but also the driver's seat in the decade to come.
Happy Hours, the exclusive HR podcast by NHRDN in partnership with Timber Media. Podcaster for India Inc. is sponsored by Adrenaline eSystems Limited.
So you had an incredible career spanning over 3 decades. What helped you to stay ahead of the curve? Can you share some of your career memories relating to this?
Yeah, you know, at a very basic level, I would say keeping things simple, being passionate about the smallest thing that one does, having a can-do attitude. And, you know, even early on, one of the things that I, you know, did, which my bosses were quite surprised with is, normally people don't like to even go for the annual appraisal because that's the time you get a lot of feedback you don't want to hear. But when I started my career, I used to knock on the door of my boss and sometimes my boss's boss, even as a trainee, and say, give me feedback. So, you know, a couple of times they did that, and later on they said, why the hell? I mean, because people are not even willing to listen, you know, once a year. And I said, look, unless I know what I need to improve, or if there are perceptions that I need to correct, how would I do that? And so that's an attitude that helped me along my journey. In as far as stories are concerned, man, that's going to take more than 15 minutes, I can tell you that. But, you know, it's coincidental today that you asked this question. It's coincidental that one of the stories that I remember, and it's because it's also today. Today is the 6th of Jan. It's also Rehman's, A.R. Rehman's birthday. So I'll tell you his story, very unique story. Airtel was, as you know, in those days, an audio brand. Today, you see a lot more video and stuff on mobile phones. But when it came, it was essentially an audio brand. So I wanted to sort of, you know, kind of take this brand to something beyond just communication, something that becomes a part of our lives, our being, gets into our soul. And one of the things, as you know, that has a great relationship with the soul is music. So then and those days, Rehman was just kind of coming up, Mozart of the East and stuff like that. He hadn't won his Oscar at that time, and he was doing Bombay Dreams. So I went across to London to see him because he was busy. He was busy with Andrew Lloyd Webber in those days, just setting up Bombay Dreams. And I saw this incredibly brilliant but very shy person. And incidentally, it's his birthday today. And that's why it reminded me. And he had refused till now to work with the best global brands. I mean, they had come to him for music, for jingles and stuff like that, for ad films, and he refused because he was essentially quite shy and he wasn't commercially oriented in that sense, and big movie producer. But to cut a long story short, he agreed, and we were the first brand he worked with, and that magic later on became the most downloadable ringtone in the world, what he created for us. And why I give this example is not just because today is his birthday and he's an incredibly special human being and a great talent, but also the reason he said yes, and he's a very instinctive person, is because he saw the passion, he saw the can-do attitude, he saw the honesty in the approach. And frankly, those are some of the things that kind of helped me deeply, not just make impact, business impact, but also make meaningful change.
Thanks, Hemant. I'm sure our listeners will pick some valuable lessons from these rich memories that you shared. As a business leader, what would be your advice to young HR professionals?
Good one. Don't see yourself as a resource manager, because that's a part of the definition of HR. Or even a business manager, because I know that's where most of you will be or are. But see yourself as a people leader. A leader who not only leads the business, but creates leaders. It just gives a much bigger purpose. And frankly, that's a value add not only to the CEO, but to the board and to the business and to the consumer at the end of the day, because that's where it really comes. So, be a people leader, and the rest, of course, is dependent on values and performance. And that's the real path to being a strong business leader overall.
Thanks for your price tip. I'm positive that our listeners will immensely benefit from your words of wisdom. So everyone is happy to see the back of 2020. So I'm curious to learn, how did you keep yourself positive in these times?
Positive was not difficult, but sometimes I did get bored, I must confess, because I love travel. But really, it's very few things, simple things. One, stayed away from TV news, stayed connected with light, good-hearted people with a sense of humor who just laugh for no reason. When in conflict, I stuck with the issue and didn't let it cross the line to become personal, because that creates a lot of negative energy. Family time, some of it was choice, some of it just happened. learned as well over time. And in that process to give, and especially the people who were looking after us, very close to us, looking after us every day. We stay in a condo, and the condo itself, there are so many people, housekeeping, et cetera, who look after us, look after them, and some beyond us. And finally, and this is something I've done for years, but I had more time to do, is to daydream, to imagine, because it's amazing. You just create business ideas and thoughts and you know, kind of things in your mind. So daydream and imagine, it's amazing and it's fun. So these are the four or five things that I kind of kept myself busy with.
That's very heartening to hear. Now we move to the most interesting section of our podcast, Rapid Fire, where you will try to take five questions in less than 3 minutes. You are geared up?
Yeah, you mean spontaneous answers? Bang, bang, bang?
Yes.
The Rapid Fire Round.
So, my first question, I'm shooting your passion.
Hey, look, I can't do this with one. I have to say three because for me, they're all connected to the soul. So travel, food, music.
Okay. Your definition of leadership?
Be honest to yourself. You were created unique. Accept who you are, what your purpose is. Celebrate your being. But in doing so, and even as you go on passionately and relentlessly, stay positive.
Best career advice that you received?
Sometimes you have to just let go. You have to let go to catch the new. It allows you to explore new, varied experiences. There will always be trade-offs, but this let go is important of baggage, fear, position, comfort zone, etc.
Great. The new normal in a sentence.
I mentioned that it's a new kaleidoscope. Movements, forms, colors, all creating a magical new pattern and a crazy new world.
A person who has inspired you.
Oh my God, that's going to be a combo. It can't be single. It's actually Jobs and Gates, so one can call them Jates or Gabes or whatever. But Jobs, for showing the world the best way to market tech was not through tech, but through creativity, aesthetics, and experiences. And Gates for simply showing the world that whether you love it or not, you just can't live without tech.
Great. So we did it, I think, under 3 minutes. So thank you for those real quick responses, Hemant. It was such a delight and an incredible honor to host you today. I'm sure all our listeners enjoyed this podcast like I did. On behalf of NHRDN, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking time to join this chat.
Paul, thanks very much and all the best. I know you guys at NHRD are special and are doing amazing things. Keep at it and happy to help anytime.
Thank you. It was my pleasure chatting with you and I wish you well. Thanks everyone who listened to this episode of Happy Hour. If you liked our show, do share it with your friends and share your feedback with us. This is Lionel Paul signing off and see you soon in another episode. Thank you.
Happy Hours, the exclusive HR podcast by NHRDN in partnership with Timber Media. Podcaster for India Inc. is sponsored by Adrenaline eSystems Limited.